And then she asked me, can I send via bank transfer? And at that time, I was like, oh, she seems legit, so why not? But then that was at that moment. Hey there, Zesties. You're tuning in to the Gleeful Talk Show, where we share zesty stories to cultivate the happiness and hero within and out. If you're a new or returning listener, welcome. On the show, we talk about personal experiences and development, society and culture. So if these are the topics that you're interested in, then please stay tuned. So Zesties, it's the holiday season with the recent Black Friday sales and the upcoming Boxing Day sales. Shopping online has never been easier, with almost all retailers having online presence. Not to mention the sprouting online marketplaces like Facebook Marketplace, Gumtree, and the like. However, with online purchases comes risks. One of these risks are scams. Now, there are different types of scam nowadays, and in this episode, I'm also going to share my personal experience of a funny, yet stressful, near scammed experience. So please sit back and relax, drink your tea as I tell you the story of my Facebook Marketplace experience. But before that, I'm going to share you some tidbits of information about the general trends in scamming. So scam statistics can vary widely depending on the source and the types of scams being considered. But here are some general trends. So there are several types of scams, and one of them is impersonation scams. So in 2020, the Federal Trade Commission in the United States received over 2.2 million reports of fraud, with losses exceeding $3.3 billion. Impersonation scams are where scammers pretend to be someone trustworthy were among the most common. So some of these can come through a text or a phone call. There are several impersonation scams here in Australia wherein they call you and they pretend that they are from the ADO or the Australian Tax Office. And they are saying that, oh, you owe us money, blah, blah, blah. And so, of course, if you receive those types of calls and you are someone who doesn't know that there are scams like that, especially like perhaps new immigrants in the country, and then you would be really feel threatened, right? That, I'm owing money to the tax office, and especially that you are a new immigrant in the country, then of course, you are much more scared because you don't know the ins and outs, right? So yeah, there's a lot of that going on, of course, anywhere in the world. So let's just be wary of that. And the problem with that is, like, there are some people who receive texts, especially parents, like, oh, hi, mom, I need you. I need blah, 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 because I'm sick, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, pretending to be their daughter, child, or kid. And then, you know, parents who are in the older generation, of course, would be much more susceptible to fall into this trap because they would think that it's their kid. So I would suggest, especially if you're a parent or anyone who are receiving those kinds of texts, you need to call the right number of your daughter or kid or son and just confirm that is it really them who is calling. And of course, anyone from Australia or even Philippines or United States, if you receive a call from the tax office, it's pretty, you need to, I guess, put down the phone, hang up, and call the actual phone number of the tax office, because most of the time, these calls, sometimes they don't have caller ID, which is again another red flag, right? Another type of scam is phishing scam. So according to the Anti-Phishing Working Group, APWG, there were over 200,000 unique phishing websites reported each month in 2020. So there are several things that you can prevent this, and I guess maybe having a VPN or having antivirus. But again, I'm not an IT person, so I'm not the best person to give advice on this. But this is for just letting you know, Zesties, that there are so many phishing websites there. So I would suggest personally to not save passwords on the browser, I feel. So maybe that's one way to help. And another type of scam is online purchase scam. So The Better Business Bureau, or BBB, reported that online purchase scams were the second riskiest scam in 2020, with nearly 24,000 reports and a median loss of $100. So this is mainly from like Facebook marketplaces and Gumtree, and which I'm going to talk to you about later. There's a very interesting story I wanted to share. Then another type of scam is the tech support scams. So Microsoft reported receiving around 6,000 complaints per month globally related to tech support scams in 2020. So this one, I haven't heard a lot in Australia, but not really sure. But again, it's really these calls. If you're receiving a call from an unknown number, I would normally not pick it up and then wait for them to record a voicemail. I'm not entirely sure in the Philippines if voicemails are a thing, but I find it much more reliable in a way. And again, take this with a grain of salt. If someone really needs you to call them back, then they will leave a voicemail. So there was one time that it was funny because someone called me, and again, it was a number, so I didn't pick it up, and they left a voicemail. And actually, it was some kind of like a therapist or a doctor from my health fund, because my health fund was providing some survey on the app before about mental health, and there was a survey about how happy I am, blah blah blah, or how disturbed I was. And apparently I was rating it in a very low score in terms of my happiness and such, just because at that point in time I was really, really down. And you know, part of that service was you know, mental health service. So one of the therapists called me and then suggested to call them back because they are from that health fund, etc. But again, I didn't call back, and we never know whether that was actually really true, right? But most likely it was legit. Anyway, another type of scam is the ransomware attacks. So the number of ransomware attacks has been on the rise, with a significant increase in recent years. These attacks not only target individuals, but also business and organizations. And in Australia, it's not to say that it's common, but it's again sad and unfortunate that there have been very big companies here in Australia that have been targeted or have been the target of ransomware attacks. It's just really sad. I don't want to mention the companies, but if you are a listener from Australia, you know what I'm talking about. There was a huge, huge leak back then of about customer data being leaked because that company has been a target of ransomware attacks. And if you are the company, of course, first, I mean, no matter how you try, but you need to try your best to have that rigorous IT system, I would say, because the customers are paying you. And then again, if the hackers are asking you for money in return for those data, as a customer, I would say that I don't want you to give them the money, because this is incentivizing these types of, you know, heinous acts. And, you know, the more you give them the money, the more that a lot of hackers will be there because of that situation that, oh, this is actually successful, so we might just do it. So I'm really against providing money to hackers. That's just my thing, but I don't know really the ins and outs. It's just so, it's so sad, the world now, Zesties, how, I'm sorry for the melancholy, but it's just, it's annoying that these people exist, you know, like, don't you have families? Don't you have mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, etc., who, you know, could have been targeted? And what would you feel, right, if you were being scammed, you know, on those shoes? So it's just annoying that these people exist. And I just hope that you people would have some conscience, or I would say would have some conscience. I try not to say really bad things in this podcast. We are positive here, but this one, I condemn this type of attacks. So Zesties, it's important to note that many scams go unreported, and the actual numbers may be higher than those reported. And these types of scams also evolve over time as scammers develop new tactics and techniques. So again, we need to stay vigilant. We need to really question any type of information we receive, or any type of call, and even emails that we receive, because recently also one of my friends were targeted with this. So I heard that one of his friends purchased a car from a small business, and they were supposed to provide money, let's say $50,000, and they received an email saying that, oh, our bank account has changed and please use this bank account to send the money. And of course, someone who is quite maybe innocent and maybe not expecting this kind of thing, for because they are, you know, like an individual buying from a small business owner. And so they sent the money, but it actually is not the seller's bank account. And so always my question, how did these people know that they bought a car from that business? It's either maybe something was leaked or that seller's buyer information was hacked. And that's how they knew that that person was buying from them, because they are a small business as well. So they might not have that rigorous system. So, which is again very, very unfortunate. And I hope also that the banks will kind of like stop these things. Don't put the blame only on the users, because I feel like the banks should at least pick up on this. Like maybe these types of bank accounts are bank accounts of scammers, you know? So again, I'm not the best person to give advice, but I would say as a normal average person and who cares about her community, let's stay vigilant. And of course, scammers, please just go away. Okay. And then Zesties, I have a funny story, because, you know, we recently moved to a new place and we've been selling stuff, because whenever you move to a new place, the furniture might not look good with the aesthetic or the vibe that you're going for in the new place. So we've sold one of our furnitures in Facebook Marketplace. And now I'm not really the type of person who likes to sell at marketplaces, but it was necessary. And for the first few items that I've sold there, they were quite good. It was a smooth transaction. We even sold the fridge on the marketplace, but we sold it for a very good value because we just needed it to be out and because the new place has one. So those kinds of things. So I sold one, the latest one, latest furniture that we sold there. And again, this Zesties, I would suggest that you always just say buyer pickup and cash only. And which, you know, which my friends and colleagues have advised me. So I've always been putting that. But then there's one lady who came to our house and then checked out the furniture, and she seemed all right. She seemed decent. And then she asked me, can I send via money transfer, you know, a bank transfer? And at that time, I was like, oh, she seems legit. She seems decent. So why not? But then that was at that moment, you know, and I was just really wasn't thinking about it. And then in hindsight, I would have just said that, oh, there is a, you know, I needed it cash only, or okay, let's go to the ATM. There's a near ATM. There's actually an ATM nearby at our place, and I didn't even think about it. It's really annoying how I handled that one. After that, I was so stressed because she said that she will send the money tomorrow when the movers will take the furniture, etc. And I was like, oh, I was so, but in the end, I gave my details, and she asked me for my details, and she asked for my name, and I said, you do not need my name, you just need these details, etc. And she asked me three times, and that became, to me, Zesties, is a red flag. If someone insists that you provide this and that, and you're not comfortable, you should better not give it. But so in the end, I didn't really give her my real name. And I've asked my colleagues, and it's good that I have people around me who have my best interests at heart, and they were giving me good advice. And in the end, I really told the woman that, hey, you just really need to give me cash, blah, 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 because she was actually asking for my phone number. She was asking for my name because she couldn't transfer the money, etc. And I said, you don't need these details. You just need this detail of me, nothing else. She kept insisting, and now I was really, really stressed that whole day. And so eventually I blurted out, or I told in the chat that, oh, if you don't give me cash, I'm gonna sell it to someone else. And so eventually she came around, and the next day she gave me cash, and she did apologize that she gave the wrong impressions And yeah, then actually she was actually legit. And in the end, she was the one who was much more trusting because she said she just normally sends money via bank or pay ID and etc., just wire transfer. Then she's too trusting. Then I hope she doesn't get scammed whatsoever, because I feel that, you know, this learning for me is you can never be too cautious. Like, the more cautious you are, lesser regret later, you know. So that was one of my takeaways in this situation, that you can never be too cautious. And this is what I wanted to share with you, Zesties, especially in this holiday season and whichever season, right? Because of the online purchases nowadays, to just really be cautious. Again, the keyword is cautious there. To always ask questions and take a step back and think about, rather than saying yes right away. And people pleasing is not, it's not the way to go nowadays, Zesties. That's a hard thing for me to learn, especially in my nature. But now I really want to put my foot down and say no, especially if you are not comfortable. So all is well that ends well, I'd say. Actually, she wasn't a scammer. We had a miscommunication, basically. And again, it's just because also I didn't really tell her no in the first place, right? So that was on me as well, that I was too hesitant to say what I really want. And again, that is the hallmark of any type of relationship, whether business, whether personal relationship, is to communicate what you really want or what you actually needed. Because if I would have told her, no, I just need cash, then she would have, you know, didn't really thought about sending the money through wire transfer. So yes, it's a funny yet stressful story, which I wanted for you to also learn from my experience, that always just be cautious with online marketplaces especially. And yeah, that is the story for today. And Zesties, I hope that you've learned from my mistake. And I hope that you will have a happy, healthy, and enjoyable holiday season. And Zesties, if you have episode recommendations or feedback, please do email gleefultalkshow@gmail.com. Send in DMs or comment on the social media. It would be highly appreciated. And of course, if you like this episode, please share it to your friends, family, enemies, whatsoever. And follow and subscribe to the podcast. And of course, if you really like to support the show, please head down to the episode notes and click on the donate button. And thank you so much for our loyal patrons, and most especially Jem, who has been sharing her love and grace to this podcast. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time. Have a good one. Bye.